Stadiums packed with screaming fans. Tires the size of Ferris wheels. Whoa. Engines so loud that they blow the clothes off of anybody who tries to sit too close.
What?
Brook and Jubal in the morning. And when you think of pure, unfiltered adrenaline, you think of one thing, monster truck rallies.
Yeah.
So much high-octane excitement. It's no wonder that Americans love to attend these shows year in and year out. And frankly, there's only one person on this show who has enough energy to survive an event like this. And that's Jose Bolaños.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why we sent him to ask the fans a simple question. What you doing at the Monster Truck Rally?
What you doing at the Monster Truck Rally?
Oh, I'm bringing my son here for the first time ever, 4-year-old Jace.
What's up, 4-year-old Jace? How you doing?
Good.
Are you excited for tonight?
Yeah.
What's your favorite monster truck?
The Toro Loco.
El Toro Loco? Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means the biggest monster truck rides on 2 wheels.
Whoa! Yeah, you speak better Spanish than I do. Now, I see, I don't know if he dressed himself, but his hat and his shirt both say savage.
Yeah.
Do you know what being a savage means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means playing Fortnite all day long.
Playing Fortnite all day long. Oh!
Yep, that's exactly what savage means. If you look it up in the dictionary, it's playing Fortnite all night long.
Totally.
Yeah, and El Toro Loco translates to the crazy car on 2 wheels.
Yeah.
This kid knows a lot.
And I like how the dad was just the kid's hype man.
Yeah.
Like introducing 4-year-old Jace.
Yeah, there it is. He's all decked out in savage gear.
I bet.
Sponsors.
It's Jose and our intern, Sulin, just asking people a very simple question.
What you doing at the Monster Truck Rally?
My best friend over here, she won tickets, and so far this is 2 years in a row.
And are you ladies single?
I am. I'm single.
Oh, my gosh. Well, are you going to be on the lookout tonight?
No, I got to leave early and go to work.
What about the monster? Would you ever date a monster truck driver?
Yeah.
Oh, that's your type.
I have all kinds of types.
All right, so then tell me about your favorite type.
A badass guy that likes rock music and muscle cars and whatnot. Just, yeah.
Do they need to drive a certain kind of car?
No.
What about a Prius?
I don't think so.
Weird. I would have never expected somebody who attends a monster truck rally to like a badass guy who's into heavy metal.
Yeah.
Never. That's totally opposite of what you would think would be attending that event.
She just described the stereotype.
Yeah.
Literally.
Is what she did. Yeah. And she sounded so sad when she said she was single at first. Like, oh, well.
It's Jose and our intern, Sulin, at the monster truck rally, just asking people a very simple question.
What you doing at the monster truck rally?
Well, you know, trying to get hyped. It's my first time and then my son's first time.
Oh, so it's mom and son tonight.
Yeah, and then I got my cousin, her fiance, and their friend and all that.
Cool. So what are you expecting tonight?
A lot of loud noise. Maybe get a little high off the exhaust. You know, have some carbonation help, you know.
So how are you going to do that?
I'm going to walk up as close as I can to the exhaust and sit there and take a...
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, so where's dad? Are you still together? Oh.
Yeah, I think you brought up some old wounds there, causing her to huff even more exhaust thinking about that failed relationship.
She had a lot more detailed plan than I expected her to have.
Well, a lot of people take their kids there, and I doubt they really want to go to the monster truck rally.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm just doing this for the kids, but I can at least get high off the fumes.
And I'm like, what? This is your first time here? Because it doesn't sound like it, lady.
Yeah, right?
If I'm going to go there, I'm at least going to suck on a tailpipe.
Yeah.
It's Jose and our intern, Sulin, asking people a very, very important question.
What you doing at the monster truck rally?
The big monster jam. We're going to go see them all, huh?
Well, anyway, so here to see monster trucks. Your first time?
No, I had a 102 degree fever last year for the monster jam, but I was crying on the couch and dad had to take me.
That's a seasoned professional there, I will say. Would you do it again?
Well, we are doing it again. It's monster jam! Woo!
Yeah, I like that attitude. I like it. Okay, so what did you guys do to prep for this moment?
Went and ate pizza, like Ninja Turtles.
Woo!
Yep. If you can't stay young forever, you might as well stay 6 in your mind.
Absolutely.
That's what it sounds like that guy's doing.
I wish I had just a piece of that man's joy.
I might be 40, but dad took me to the monster truck rally.
Yeah, pizza, Ninja Turtles and Monster
Truck. That guy was awesome.
And I have to go to work on Monday. This sucks.
Yeah.
Jose and our intern at the Monster Truck Rally just asking people a very simple question.
What you doing at the Monster Truck Rally?
Watching the trucks, man. Watching the trucks.
You excited?
Oh, yes.
Not cheap, though.
Oh, hell no. What happened to $3? What happened to 50 cents a gallon for fuel? When I was 18, that's about what it was.
Have you been going to Monster Truck rallies since you were that age?
Oh, yeah. The noise, the wrecks, it's exciting.
Now, I want to do my own little scientific study. After years and years of watching Monster Trucks, do you feel like you have more road rage naturally?
Oh, yeah, I'd run over the f***ing bastard. Right over the top of the car, man.
So wait, so a cop pulls you over, and he comes to the car and says, license or registration?
You're really going to give me a ticket? You really want to give me a ticket?
Yes, sir. You were speeding.
Hey, man, you give me that ticket, I'm going to squish your car.
Squish
your car.
Why does the terror leave when you say squish?
Yeah. And that guy sounds exactly like somebody who should be at a Monster Truck Rally as well.
Yeah.
It's weird. People complain about stereotypes. Don't stereotype things.
Yeah.
Stereotypes exist for a reason.
I mean, he literally was missing a few teeth. That's exactly how he was.
His teeth are expensive these days.
In his day,
they were only 50 cents a tooth.
What you doing at the Monster Truck Rally? Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.